Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This
Hallelujah.
Is the day God has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The song said, this is the way we praise our God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. When the people of God begin to praise God, the Bible reminds us that he inhabits the praises of his people. And as he inhabits our praises, we believe that the blessings come down from glory. In the name of Jesus. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you to our midweek service. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. We are excited. Are you still excited about the kingdom of God and the things of God? Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus that the joy of the Lord is yet still your strength on today. So let us pray as we open up this service. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for breath. We thank you for life, life eternal. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for salvation on today. Thank you that your son came and lived and died and was buried. But on the third day, he arose with all power in his hand. So we thank you for the gift of eternal salvation through your son, Jesus Christ. Now, as you minister to us through your word today, thank you for the people who are gathered in this sanctuary, Lord. We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. And we give you thanksgiving in advance because we know that your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So even as, Lord, you send your word into our ear gate in our hearts today, we believe that it's going to produce 30, 60, 100-fold a harvest in due season. So we thank you for even the technology and the audio and the video working according to your will today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Get excited, people of God. We're about to hear the word of the Lord from our pastor, Rebecca Simmons, on today. Again, just tell somebody, it's a powerful time during this midday, midweek service. We believe that God moves during these times together, and he gives us a word in season and sometimes out of season. But we believe that we hear a word from the Lord each and every week. So we just thank God that you find it not robbery to tune in and allow your ear to be inclined to what God has to say today to you. So I'm excited. I know there's a word from the Lord. So the next praise and worship song, after that song, we're going to hear from Pastor Rebecca Simmons in the name of Jesus. Receive her after you receive this worship experience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
Take me to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. We love you today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Oh God, just because of who you are our Lord. You are our King. Hallelujah. And we worship you on today. Hallelujah. We came, oh God, Father God, seeking after you. As a deer panteth for the water, so our souls long after you, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. My God, hallelujah. Take me to the King. I love that song. My God, it just ministers to me every single time. And, you know, even as I was praying and asking God on what to come with on today to minister to your souls, he sent me to the book of Esther. So that's why I requested that that song come forth today before I preach. Esther chapter 5, God sent me to the book of Esther, and I'm specifically coming from chapter 5. So grab your Bibles and go with me to the book of Esther, chapter 5. I'm going to start reading at verse 1, and I feel the Lord so mightily and so greatly in this place on today. My God, speak, Lord. Have your way, God. Esther, chapter 5, starting with verse 1, and it reads, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given, given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther, At the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be performed." Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, oh God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you, oh God, for your deliverance, oh God. We thank you for your sacrifice, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you use me as your woman servant to speak into the hearts of your people who are gathered here on today, oh God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God. Speak to those, Father God, who are discouraged on today, God. Edify and equip, empower, educate, emancipate, oh God, through your word. And at the end of this time, oh God, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking so loudly on today, even in the middle of dire circumstances. You know, the song that was played was Take Me to the King, and I just think about that. Take me to the King in the middle of trouble. Take me to the King in the middle of sickness, in the middle of trials and tribulations. Take me to the King in the middle of warfare. Take me to the King. And I was like, okay, Lord, what exactly what you have me to say to your people? And God says that he wants me to let you know today that no matter what you're going through, don't struggle with it on your own. Don't try to deal with it on your own, but take it to the King. Take that thing to the King. Esther, in the book of Esther, has just been presented with a dilemma. Here you have Mordecai, who's Esther's uncle, who has raised her since her parents died. And Mordecai got wind of the news that Haman was out to annihilate the Jews. Haman had it out for Mordecai. He didn't like Mordecai because Mordecai would not march to the beat of his drum. So Haman wanted to destroy not only Mordecai, but all of the people that were attached to Mordecai. And Haman got to the ear gates of the King and had the King give an edict that the Jews would be annihilated on a certain day. And Mordecai was not going to take that news lying down. See, we got to get to the point where we're not going to just take bad news laying down. You know, we have to get to the point that we are ready to fight for what is right. We have to get to the point where we are ready to fight for what is rightfully ours. We have to get to the point where we are not going to allow people to just come in and have their way and do whatever they want to do to us and not stand up and speak out for what is right and not rightfully begin to fight and begin to fight the good fight of faith, to take a stand and begin to declare what thus says the Lord, and to begin to declare that if we don't get no justice, then our enemies won't get no peace. Come on, somebody. You know, you have to get to the point where you declare, you know what, if I don't get no justice, you don't get no peace. If I don't get no justice, the enemy, or my enemies will not have any peace, because I am not one who's just going to lay down and let life happen to me, but I am going to stand up and be fully equipped, because I know that God has equipped me to win the battle, because the word tells me that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Do I have any warriors out there? I didn't say conquerors, because the Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So I don't ask you if you are a conqueror today. On today, I ask you if you are a warrior for Christ. If you are a warrior and you know it, just go ahead and give a war cry. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give a war cry. Go ahead and shout to the Lord. Go ahead and say, I am a warrior. Go ahead and declare that I will not go down without a fight. Go ahead and declare that I am more than a conqueror through the power that has been afforded to me through Christ Jesus. And if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging. And if I'm going down, guess what? I'm not going to stay down. If I'm going down, I'm getting back up again. And when I get back up again, devil, watch out, because I'm coming back with a vengeance. My God, hallelujah. I love those old Arnold Schwarzenegger movies where it looked like he was defeated, but he always said, I'll be back. And that's what some of you have to begin to declare on today, I'll be back. You might think that you have me beat, but I'll be back. You might think that you got the best of me, but guess what? I'm coming back, and I'm coming back with more power. I'm coming back with more determination. I'm coming back with more faith. I'm not coming back weak, but I'm coming back stronger. I'm not coming back stupid and without knowledge, but I'm coming back with more wisdom. I'm coming back wiser. I'm not coming back, hallelujah, the same way that I came before, but I'm coming back different. I'm coming back change. Because how many of you know that the warfare comes in your life? The devil sends the warfare to defeat you, but God sends the warfare to strengthen you. He allows the warfare to come because there are some things in you that you don't even know that you have in you. As a matter of fact, you don't even know the power that is on the inside of you. You don't know how much you can take until you have been put under much pressure. You don't know how much you can endure until you have had to endure great trials and great tribulation and great warfare and great stress and great pressure, until people that love you turn their backs on you, until people that said that they were for you and with you walk away from you. Who am I talking to out there? And to the very people that you expect to understand you, they don't do anything but misunderstand you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to people that you have poured into begin to talk about you like a dog and try to cut down and tear down your character. Oh, my God, you don't understand what you are made of. You don't understand what's in you until you come out victorious through the very trial that was sent to destroy you. Let me say that again. You don't understand how much power is on the inside of you until you come out victorious through the very trial that was sent by the devil to destroy you. The very trial that the devil sent to destroy you, God is using to build you. The very trial that came to take you out, God is using to build you up. The very trial that was sent to make you lay down and quit, God is using to equip you to be the warrior in his kingdom that he called you to be. God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He did not call you to be defeated. He called you to be victorious. God did not call you into the kingdom for the wiles of the enemy to come against you and annihilate you. He called you into the kingdom for you to stand as a witness of his might, as a witness of his power, as a witness of his glory. You are standing today as a witness of the magnificence of God. The very thing that was supposed to destroy you only made you stronger, only made you more determined. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what was going on with Mordecai and Haman. Haman did not like the fact that Mordecai would not bow down to him. And Haman made it a point that he was going to annihilate Mordecai. And Mordecai heard about it, and he put on sackcloth and put on ashes and began to fast. And he said, you go and you tell Esther, who's in the king's house, what is going on. Tell her that there has been warfare engaged against her and her people. And tell Esther that she cannot hide out in the house of the king, but God has called her into the kingdom for such a time as this. And there are many of you right now under the sound of my voice, and you are going through immense warfare. And you have to realize that you are in the kingdom for such a time as this. And God is going to use this very warfare for your good and for his glory. And you cannot run from this. You cannot hide. It's time for you to stand up. The whole earth is groaning, waiting for the sons and daughters to stand up and be counted. It's time for you to stand up and be counted as a true son. It's time for you to stand up and be counted as a true daughter of the Most High God. It's time for you to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God and declare that I shall not be defeated. I shall not lay down, but I am going to fast. I am going to pray. I'm going to take this matter to the king. See, when your enemies come against you, the first thing you have to do, you know, in this, as you fight the good fight of faith, the first thing that you have to do is put on your royal apparel. The Bible says that Esther went in after she spoke with Mordecai, and Mordecai told her, listen, Esther, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, if you don't do what you're called to do, then deliverance and enlargement are going to come from some other place. But as for you, you will perish. Don't think that you will escape the annihilation of the enemy. But in other words, the only way that you're going to get out of this, Esther, is by fighting. And that's what God is saying to you on today, woman of God, man of God. The only way that you're going to come out of this is by fighting. My God, by fighting the good fight of faith. And Esther went back and she fasted and she prayed. And that's what we have to do. We have to fast and we have to pray. Let me tell you something. The spirit of witchcraft is real. The spirit of the enemy is real. Demonic and satanic attacks are real. Ephesians 6 tells us that we war not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness, spiritual principalities, and powers of wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. And we have to know, you have to know, that the more good you do, the more evil that is going to try to come against you. But the Bible tells us that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. In other words, the devil can't beat you. Go ahead and say, the devil can't beat me. The devil cannot beat me. Hallelujah. The devil can't beat you. There is no spell, no hex, no witch, my God, no spirit of Jezebel. There is no weapon that is formed against you that can prosper against you. I know people are talking about you like a dog. I know people are mistreating you. I know that you are misunderstood. I know that you have had your heart broken, and it hurts when people that love you turn against you. I know that you're having a hard time grappling with some of the incidents that have occurred in your life, even over this past week. But God is saying to you on today, be encouraged, because the very thing that was sent to harm you, God says, I'm turning that thing around, not only for your good, but to save much people alive. This is not just about you. See, this is not just about you. This attack is not just about you, but it's against you. It's against your household. It's against your children. It's against the church that God has sent you to serve in. And you have to know that this enemy, that this attack, that this warfare, that this setback shall not prosper. Hallelujah. It shall not prosper. It's just a setback. It's just a setback. And a setback is an opportunity for God to step in and show himself mighty. It's an opportunity for God to step in and shift the situation. It's an opportunity for God to step in and put his hand on your life and impart you with so much power that you will have the power to stand, that you will have the power to endure. But you have to be equipped. You have to put on your royal apparel. And I'm not talking about getting dressed up and looking all pretty. I'm talking about putting on the full armor of God. You have to put on the full armor of God. You have to put on the helmet of salvation. You have to gird your loins with the belt of truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I know that they are lying on you. My God, there's some people out there, and they have lied on you. But you stand, and you stand after you have done all. You stand in the power of his might. And you know that the truth of the Lord shall make you free. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, your own righteousness is as filthy rags. But clothe yourself with the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the righteousness of Christ. My God, hallelujah. I am nothing by myself, but with God, I am everything. I can do nothing on my own, but with God I can do all things. Do you hear me on today? Hallelujah. Take it to the King. Don't try to fight this battle by yourself. Put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Have your feet shod with the readiness to spread the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Keep your peace. Hold your peace. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, this battle you don't even have to fight. And God says this enemy that you see today, that's all right, because God is getting ready to annihilate the enemy. And this enemy you shall see no more. Hallelujah. This enemy that's standing against you, this enemy that's coming against you, hallelujah, this enemy you shall see no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pick up the shield of faith. See, in order to fight this war, you have to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to believe that God is. You have to believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. You have to believe, my God, that the promises of God pertaining to your life are true. God is not a man that he should lie. Did you hear me on today? You have to hear me on today. God is not a man that he should lie. If God said that he was bringing prosperity to your home, go ahead and open up that bank account and begin to put some money in the bank, because God is going to increase the wealth in your house. God is going to increase the wealth that comes through your hands. God has given you the ability to get wealth. If God says that, and he did say that by his stripes you are healed, whatever you're fighting with, whatever you're grappling with in your body, it might be addiction, it might be sickness, it might be depression, whatever the enemy is trying to send to you, you might as well tell Satan to get behind you, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are already healed. In the name of Jesus, God said it, you believe it. That settles it. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. What has God said about you? If God said, great is the peace of your children, begin to declare over the lives of your children, great is your peace. Tell your children, you are a mighty warrior of Christ. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Tell your child, the devil can't have you. Tell your child, you're growing up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Tell your child, you will not get high. You will not get drunk. You will not get pregnant out of wedlock. Begin to declare over your child, you will be a royal son. You are a royal priesthood. You will preach the gospel. Go ahead and begin to speak life over your child. You shall live and not die. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take it to the King. Take it to the King. Take it to the King. Put on the full armor of God. Pick up your sword. People of God, my God, pick up your word, pick up your sword, pick up your sword, open your Bible, hallelujah, begin to meditate on the scripture, begin to meditate on the word of God, remind yourself of the promises, not only in your ear gates, hear preaching like this. Sound doctrine that's going to edify you, that's going to encourage you, that's going to remind you of who you are in Christ. And then begin to feast on the word with your eye gates. Open up your eyes and see what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Feast on that word. And then put that word in your mouth. Pray it in the spirit. My God, hallelujah. Pray it not only in the holy language, but praying in your language of that you speak in every day. Hallelujah. Begin to utter the word of God. Begin to utter the word. I am more than a conqueror. God has given me the ability to give wealth, get wealth. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Christ, I am healed. Great is the peace of my children. No weapon formed against me can prosper. God has a great plan for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a hope and the future. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. I'm walking in greatness. God is making my name great. Hallelujah. He's putting me before great men. Hallelujah. My gifts shall make room for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are the warriors? Where are the warriors of God who have on the full armor of God? Don't let this world defeat you. Put on the armor of God. Hallelujah. Begin to prophesy to yourself. My God, hallelujah. Tell yourself what God said about you. God is not a man that he should lie. His word won't come back to him void. Take it to the king. And the king said to Esther, Esther, what do you want? What is your request? Begin to tell God what you want. Begin to request of God. My God, I went through something on last week, my God, that was almost devastating. My character was assassinated. My character was attacked. It wasn't assassinated because they could not kill my character. I rebuked that in the name of Jesus. But somebody came to me with an accusation against me. Hallelujah. And that thing floored me. Hallelujah. And not at first, because at first I stood in the power of his might. But then the devil kept trying to bring it back to me, tried to put me in remembrance of the fact that my character might be blemished, you know, tried to let me know that people were talking about me. Hallelujah. You know, that people had their mouths, their tongues gnashing on me. Hallelujah. The devil tried to come into me and tried to make me think that I had done something wrong when I knew I had done no wrong. How many of you know the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him? You know, and I got to the point, people of God, hear me on today. Well, I had to take that thing to the king. I had to take it to the king. You know, and when you take it to the king, you can't pray no little mamby-pamby prayer, but you got to get down on your face, and you got to begin to cry out to God. You got to begin to cry out to our King, our Lord, our Savior, the only one that can really fix that situation. You got to hear me on today. Some of y'all are facing a situation, and the only one who can fix it is God. And you got to begin to cry out to the Lord. Don't go to your friends rehearsing the situation, telling them, do you know what they did to me? See, I couldn't do that. I couldn't run to my apostle. And I did tell him later, but I couldn't go to my apostle and say, Dad, do you know what they did to me? I couldn't go to call up a friend and say, do you know what they did to me? I couldn't even go to my husband and say, baby, do you know how this is making me feel? But I had to go to the king. I had to take it to Jesus and say, Lord, do you know how this is making me feel? I had to take it to the king and say, you know, this has hurt me. This has hurt me to my core. God, you got to take away the pain. Lord, you got to take away this sting of it. You know, you got to take it away because it's impacting me. My God, you got to take this away because I know this is not just against me. See, I knew this attack was not only against me, but I knew it was against my church. Hallelujah. The church that God gave me and my husband to pastor. Hallelujah. But see, that's why I knew I had to fight, because I knew this thing was bigger than me. Hallelujah. And as I cried out to the king, as I took it to the king, he said, "What is your request, baby girl?" He said, "What is it that you want me to do?" I said, "God, strengthen me." I said, "Lord, I need you to give me the power to fight. I need you to give me the ability. I need you to give me the will to fight." Because sometimes the devil can hit you so hard that you want to throw up your hands and say, "You know what? I don't even want to do this anymore." But I'm here to tell you on today that you can't quit, that you got to keep pushing. Don't throw up your hands and fight, but take that thing to the king. Put on the full armor of God and take it to the king, praying and going to the Lord and saying, "God, you told me that you were going to make this a mighty house. God, you told me," and remind God of what he said about you. And say, "God, but there's an attack against me." Hallelujah. "And I'm having some problems, God, dealing with this attack." You got to be honest with God. There's no time to play Christian. There's no time to play with this thing. The devil is real, y'all, and he wants to take us out, especially those who are standing. My God, hallelujah, especially those who are standing for the things pertaining to the kingdom, those of us who are chosen, those of us who are the called out ones, hallelujah, you got to take it to the Lord, hallelujah, you got to take it to the king. And I took that thing to the king, and I said, "God, just take away this thing. Take away the pain. Take away the heartache. Take it away, God, because I don't want to deal with this anymore. God, take away and give me the desire to keep pushing. Give me the desire to keep pressing. Give me the desire." See, because you got to get to the point. You have to get to the point where there's nothing else but God, and there's nothing else to do but what God has called you to do. And when you get to that point, let me tell you something. The attacks will come. People that you love, people in your own family will attack you. They will walk away from you. And you got to keep on forgiving. And God said, "Forgive them." Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. Forgive them. I know you've been hurt. I know that the attack has come. I know that the devil has used people to come against you. I know that the devil has used people to slam doors in your face. But I'm here to tell you on today, take heart and praise God. And that's what I began to do. When God came and God surrounded me, because let me tell you something, you can take your petition to the king. And as I did, I took my petition to the king. But God says to me, when I said, "God, take away the pain," he says, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm at your throne, God." When I was laying prostrate on my face, he says, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm at your throne, God." He says, "And where are you as you're at my throne?" I said, "I'm in your presence." He says, "And what is in my presence?" You got to hear me on today. I said, "In your presence, Lord, it's the fullness of joy." In your presence, it's the fullness of power. In your presence is everything that I need. He says, "I have extended to you the royal scepter on today. And in my presence is divine favor." And God is saying to you on today, I want to prophetically declare this over your life. God is saying to you today, press into my presence. Take your petitions to the king, yes, but don't just go with an empty prayer. Be reminded that when you take it to the king, that you are taking yourself to the king. And you are in the presence of the Most High God. And as you are in his presence, be reminded that in his presence is the fullness of joy. I feel joy stirring up on the inside of you right now. In his presence is the fullness of power. I feel the power of the Lord being released right now. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of favor. My God, divine favor is being released into your life right now. Press in. Press in. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and praise God. And I begin to praise God. As I begin to praise God, My God, the glory of the Lord begin to fall in my bedroom. My God, it's falling in this place right now. The presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is falling, my God, all over you right now. In the name of Jesus, God right now is healing that broken heart. God right now is healing you. He's taking away the sting. Press in, that's right. Go ahead and lift up your arms to the Lord. And say, God, I surrender all to you. God, I want to be in your presence more than anything. I want to be in your presence more than anything. More than anything. More than anything. Seek his face today. More than anything. I see the Lord high and lifted up, exalted, seated on the throne. And the hem of his robe fills this temple with his glory. And if you can just be like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his robe, I know I'll be made whole. And God is making you whole on today. God is taking away the sting. God is taking away the power of Satan over you. God is taking away the power of heartbreak. God is taking away the power of discouragement. God is taking away the power of people talking about you. God is taking away the power of your enemies. God is saying today, the very noose that they put there to try to hang you, the very noose that they thought they would hang you with, the very noose that they tried to put around your neck, is the very noose that's going to hang them. God is preparing the table before you in the presence of your enemies, and the very thing that they tried to do to you is going to be done to them. But don't rejoice in that. Pray for your enemies. It's a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the Most High God. That's why Jesus said, pray for your enemies, but rejoice in the fact that you already have the victory. Rejoice in the fact that you are in the presence of the Most High God. Rejoice in the fact that God is already healing your body. Rejoice in the fact that God is already turning that situation around with your children. Rejoice in the fact that you are the top and not the bottom. Rejoice in that, that God is bringing money into your hand. Rejoice in the fact that you are not annihilated, that you are not weak, that you are not defeated, that the heartbreak could not kill you, that you are not quitting, but you are going to go forth with more fervor, with more zeal. The devil thought he had you, but you're not. It's not over. The devil thought he had you, but you're not quitting. The devil thought he had you, but you're still here. You need to cry out, I'm still here. I'm still here. You thought you had me, devil, but I'm still here. I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm more anointed. I'm coming back. I'm coming back with more fervor. I'm coming back with more power. I'm coming back with more zeal. You can't make me quit. You can't hurt me, and you can't beat me. Devil, it's on. My God, hallelujah. Take it to the king. Take it to the king. You got to take it to the king. Hallelujah. What the devil meant for evil, I'm here to tell you prophetically that what you're walking through now, that greater is in store for you. I said greater is in store for you. Don't worry about the naysayer. If they want to scandalize your name, that's all right. God will make your name great. Don't worry about the haters. Oh, God, that's all right. Just tell them, you know, I might not look like much now, but I'm coming out of this. You know, I'm having a hard time now, You know, the devil looks like he's winning right now, but I'm coming out. I almost screamed right there, but I'm coming out. Go ahead and tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. Amen, because I'm taking it to the King. And in this presence, in his presence, oh God, is fullness of joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and worship God. Go ahead and magnify his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take it to the King. Yeah, yeah, because you're coming out of this. Amen, hallelujah. And you're coming out, my God, on top. You're coming out victorious. My God, get into his presence. Get into his presence. Press in with prayer. Press in with praise. Press in with worship. Press in with preservation and persistence, and you shall come forth in power. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you, Pastor Emmy. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I forgot. I'm preaching this thing. I'm on the internet. I'm preaching this thing on the phone. I'm preaching this thing. Amen. I'm not going to back down. Pastor Emmy and I, we're not backing down. Hallelujah. 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 My God, every demon on assignment is trembling right now, because guess what? Not only are we not backing down, but you are not backing down. Come on. Come on, say, I won't back down. Come on. Come on, Pastor Emmy, you better take this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. What more need to be said? Hallelujah. As we look at the life of Esther, we all can relate. The path of the persecution, and sometimes the enemy, he's just coming in and he's wreaking havoc. But you say we have a King, we have an advocate. We have somebody to go to that can handle our business. So I thank God that he is King of Kings, he is Lord of Lords. And take that thing to Jesus. That was powerful, even though a personal testimony and witness came out of what you shared today. I thank God that, as you talked about Esther, we all can relate, and we all now are reminded to take it to God. When we can't handle it, when we can go to people and they continue to fail us, we can go to God, and he's not just able, but he's going to handle it on our behalf. Pastor, pray, because so many listening, and so many who will listen to the archives, they are going through. And people can relate in this season about the intensified warfare. So just pray that God give them a peace, and remind them that God has the ability to give them the strength, as you talked about that strength, and even your strength being renewed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. God, we just thank you right now for your word that's being released from my belly, oh God. Even the word that's going to be released on tonight, God, and going forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that's going through warfare, that's going through persecution, that's going through trials, that's going through trouble right now, that's going through hardship and hard times right now, God. I thank you already, God, that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. But they're not just conquerors, but they are warriors who refuse to lay down and cry and lay down and die. But they are warriors who are going to continue to fight this good fight of faith. Lord, I impart a warrior anointing. Ha! My God, I impart a warrior anointing across the airways right now in the name of Jesus, that this same warrior anointing that's on my life and on the life of my husband will be imparted into the lives of your people, oh God, that there will be a spirit of determination, there will be a spirit of power, there will be a spirit of your a fresh anointing, oh God, released across, Father God, this service, oh God, that every person, Father God, that enters into this sanctuary will receive a fresh anointing to do all that they can to to stand, and then to stand in the power of your might as they come into your presence, oh God, as they press into your presence, not just praying, Lord, please help me, but pressing in and saying, God, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Worshiping at the throne. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for worshipers on today. I thank you, Lord, for intercessors. I thank you for people who are determined to stay into your presence, knowing that divine favor is released when they get into your presence. So I pray your divine favor over the lives of those listening, oh God, that everything that they need, Father God, is in your presence. And as they press into your presence through prayer, God, that you will release the answer to those prayers, that you would give them not even up to half the kingdom, but as you said in your word, no good thing will you withhold from those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, for releasing, Father God, kingdom blessings over the lives of your people, for releasing what you have already spoke into your people's lives through your word. Let your will be done in the lives of your people on earth as you have already established in heaven. And give them strength, oh God, to endure. Hallelujah. Even when people talk about them and come against them, let them not hate those who hate them, but let them love. And let them continue to walk in love, because the anointing does flow through that love. Hallelujah. So, Lord, heal every person under the sound of my voice. Heal, deliver, and set free, strengthen and encourage, emancipate and edify. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Amen. Hallelujah. We're at the end of our hour. Be encouraged. Go down from this place encouraged. Take it to the King. Don't fight by yourself. Hallelujah. Take it to God. Take it to Jesus. He's already interceding for you. So God bless you. Come see us at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey on tonight. Amen. If you're not saved, God wants you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior by saying, God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus is your son, that he came and lived and died for me. I believe that he got up with all power in his hand from the grave on the third day. Today, I receive him and his power into my life. I receive him as my personal Lord and Savior. I declare today that I am saved. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved today. Listen, contact me on Facebook. Like our page on Facebook, New Creation Christian Ministries. And look, come out and see us. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Tonight at 7:30, we have a service. And on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, we're also streaming on Ustream. And you can find us in CCM, the Kingdom Church. Amen. Go down from this place knowing that you already have the victory. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song. I want to play the same song that we played coming in. Take me to the King. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart. My offering.